This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
I want everybody to listen to the words of this song. Aaron Tippin, where we're talking about being born in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes fly. And then think about some of the comments we've got today. Here's a 36-year-old male. I asked folks that texted us just to tell us how old they were so I could get an idea, that younger generation who are really the stewards of the future, how they feel, versus folks in the 50, 60, 70-year time frame. Texter says, quickly losing my faith in America due to the lack of action and accountability. These politicians have made it clear that they are no longer for America or for the American citizen. Another texture. All conservatives must speak with power to stop noise of small group of extreme liberals who get all the publicity. Remember, 75 million conservatives voted in 2020. Let our voices be heard. That's interesting.
Yes.
Texter says, pray for Mike Lindell's blood pressure. It's probably up. He just got done trying to convince Heidi Heitkamp's brother to look at the evidence of election fraud. I just learned that. Mike just called me, actually, during the break. He didn't know Heidi Heitkamp's brother from a hole in the wall, and Mike is willing and open to take about any interview request. So he said he's never dealt with anybody more ill-prepared for an interview ever, but I wouldn't know because we're on to... We're under productive conversations over here on what's on your mind statewide. So, I know the liberals in this state and this country don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. So, anyway, and also a follow-up text for Lieutenant Governor Sanford saying rumors are circulating through Fargo that 49 Afghan refugees are coming to North Dakota. I've also noticed the names of a lot of violent crime and murders in North Dakota that come from refugees. Why are we taking these people into North Dakota, send them to a Democratic state who they will mostly vote for? Didn't get a chance to ask that question of Brent Sanford on the air, but we will forward to him that question, and we do need to dig into that topic because it's come up a little bit before. So appreciate all that. On to a new topic, and this is an important one. Your workforce right now is going to come from a group of people that have a lot of options these days, right? So right now there are employees that are looking at, well, I'll just say one example would be Amazon. And Amazon is hiring north of 1,000 people, and they are luring them with a better benefit package than many people are offering. So when you want to look at a better benefit package, what do you need to think about? And probably is a great time for that conversation. So today, until the bottom of the hour, when we will be joined by Gene Veeder and his daughter Jessie Veeder and return to our conversation about the future of McKenzie County and oil and gas development, we welcome in our Better Business Roundtable participants, joined each month by a team of experts that we have here. They help other businesses out there sort through all the challenges we all face owning and running a company. And we're going to talk about employee benefits and how creative you might be able to be to help retain and recruit the workforce for tomorrow. Dan Stoller's here from Starring & Bank, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Tyler Leverington with Onsted Twitchell, and Tom McDougall, the owner of High Point Networks. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Glad you're here.
Good morning.
Thanks, Pat.
So let's talk a little bit about the guideposts, the guardrails, when it comes to employee benefits and ways to retain, most importantly right now, but also recruit the best people. Talk about creative ways to improve or add employee benefits. And I'm just going to throw this out there to get all of you to start there as far as the staples of employee benefits and what is required to maneuver the minefield of mandates that are out there. Whoever wants to go first, but I want to hear from each of you on that point.
I'll go ahead and start, Scott. This is Tom. You know, I kind of look at it as staples, I guess, is a good word to put it. But, I mean, pretty much you got to think about health care. You got to think about paid time off of some sort, whether it be vacation or sick leave or bereavement or maternity, those types of things. You got to think about disability, I think. Some people think about life insurance, some sort of retirement. I think those are pretty much the guardrails, if you will. And I'm sure there's a lot of others that people use as well. But those are what I think are pretty much the foundation.
So when we talk about mandates, Chad, talk a little bit about that. Again, the staples, if I say, hey, I'm losing people, and I need to not only retain my workforce, I need to recruit new ones, how do I reset here a little bit, and what are the rules of the road?
Yeah, I think those, Tom, are the goalposts, and I think we're seeing some more creative things too, like pet insurance and lifestyle spending accounts and those type of things. We're also seeing like incentives for management teams, like phantom stock plans, stock appreciation rights, things where you get a chance to have ownership within the company or some kind of incentive plan. So we're seeing more and more companies get creative, and they're doing it just to stay competitive. With some of the retirement plans, there are ERISA guidelines, there are mandates for audits, sometimes valuations are required for phantom stock plans and those type of things. So you have to go into each one of those kind of thinking about how many people will qualify, is there some economies of scale there or critical mass of people where you can cover those administrative costs in order for that to be successful.
I have to ask, what the heck is a pet account?
You get insurance for your pets for anything that they might need, Scott.
Is
it's
that
out
right?
There now.
Is that right? Because last time, our dogs have cost us a lot of money in the Hannon House, but they become family, so you just pay it. I didn't know there was such a thing as pet insurance, and very, very interesting. How about on the legal side here, Tyler? Talk a little bit about what you advise your clients on.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of this lately. This is an extremely timely conversation just with where labor is at in our community. And, you know, I think a lot of our listeners value the free market system. And one way that employers can set themselves apart and attract quality employees and keep the ones they've got is competing in the marketplace and saying, hey, we're going to come up with creative ways to incentivize people to stick around and want to be here. With that being said, with that creativity, there are some kind of parameters and guidelines, and you got to be careful about how you differentiate between different groups and who has access to what benefits. And there's we could probably talk for an hour just about how you can kind of break some of those groups up and what to stay away from. But I would say, you know, talk to your experts and know that there are ways to get creative. We just got to be a little careful with it.
All right, Dan, as a banker, when you consult your clients at Starion Bank, I imagine pet insurance isn't free. So whatever creative way you're getting at, how far do you get out there to recruit and retain a workforce you need?
You know, it's interesting. We've talked over the last 3 months about transition of business, and one of the things we're talking to a lot of clients about now are ESOP, employee ownership. And, an ESOP right now has a lot of attractive benefits, maybe to a business owner, but also to the employees. And the benefits in an ESOP range from the highest paid employees to the lowest paid and everybody in between. And so it's a kind of an equal across the board benefit for employees. And what we found is businesses who have chosen that path really see increased productivity for the most part, stabilized employee base, and a fairly rewarding work environment for those companies that are profitable. And generally speaking, the ESOP conversion is reserved for those companies who can afford the debt long term. So.
Let's talk a little bit about the ESOP side, and you know that's a growing thing. Shields is an ESOP company. Tharaldson famously made maids millionaires, right? I mean, at six-figure retirements, and maids are not normally the kind of employee they can afford a retirement program. So it's the number of companies out there that are doing this. From your standpoint, Chad at Ide Bailey, you need critical mass to be able to think about this. ESOP's not for a small company, is it? Just tell us a little bit about who's a typical ESOP potential employer.
Yeah, Scott, I think that's the question we get asked all the time, is how big do I have to be? And there is a lot of administrative costs associated with being an ESOP. So, you know, what I hear from the people that work in this area is maybe you got to be 25 to 50 employees. Probably helps if you're a little larger than that, but it can be done. And the other important parts are, you know, that you have a strong management team, and that also you have consistent cash flows because you have to service the debt that Dan was talking about. So if you're a mature business, you have some size, some growth, and a good, strong management team of employees that will continue this business, you might be a great candidate for an ESOP.
And any advice on that front, Tom?
You know, we've looked at doing some sort of employee stock ownership a few times, whether it be ESOP, whether it be through Phantom. Dan was talking about in our private conversation some different ways that he's seen that can work. And it is worth exploring, and we continue to explore that. And it's a great idea because you always have to ask yourself, how do I, you know, we've actually come up with some different ways to do this, but you have to ask yourself, how do I retain these folks long term? How do I reward them for being with us for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years? And that's one really good way to do it.
And that, of course, is an incentive when you're trying to recruit somebody and also makes it more difficult to think about leaving. I want to dig into just the old basics of healthcare benefits when we come back and talk about also Tyler, from your perspective on Sid Twitchell. Again, equal for all. How do you go about that? With who gets them, who doesn't? More coming up.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My friends at H.A. Thompson & Son have been serving from North Dakota, now across the region, of course, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. but it started in Bismarck in 1908. So over 100 years they've been serving here. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor. One of the things they've done for a lot of businesses in this COVID area is improve their air quality, indoor air quality. And that, many say, is what connects to the best defense against not only COVID, but anything in the air. And the range of options here are many, many, many fold. They really are. So you want to find out everything from an air cleaner to just better ways to take the outside air in and make indoor air more environmentally healthy. They have the tools. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. You'll benefit from a conversation. Back to our business roundtable today, and we are tackling a way to recruit and retain a workforce that is going to better put you in position against so much, you know, just incredible, really arms race, I'd call it, for talent these days. It's just very, very challenging times right now. And once a month we tackle topics like this for the benefit of other businesses with some been there, done that kind of guys. Tom McDougall from High Point Networks, Tyler Leverington from Onsted Twitchell, Chad Flanagan with Ike Bailey, and Dan Stoller from Starion Bank. So before the break, we're just talking about, you know, flexible healthcare benefits, the choices for your employees. Is it an HSA? Is it a high deductible plan? Is it a low deductible plan? I want to start, Tyler, with you on just the sort of what are my range of options? I realize people just need to get professional advice on this. We'll never cover everything on the air, but what are the basics, Tyler?
Yeah, it's definitely a 1,000-foot deep subject, and we're just scratching the surface here. But know that you can get a little creative in terms of is it an HSA versus with a high deductible or a low deductible plan. And I've seen clients that offer both. I've seen clients that make different offerings to different types of employees, full time versus part time. What I really want to caution people about is trying to get a little too cute or a little too creative. And all of a sudden you might cross the line and someone says, well, you know, why do those people get this and I get that? Is it because we're a different type of employee, or is there some other kind of discrimination issue situation here? And I've seen it happen where that was absolutely not the intent, but it can be perceived that way. And all of a sudden you've got this thing that you wanted to be a good thing, was supposed to be an incentive, was supposed to be a positive, spins into something that's a negative, and rather than help you keep talent, all of a sudden it's this big thing, this big negative that actually has the opposite effect. So that's where I tell people that this is a extremely nuanced a topic, and one that you definitely have to be working with your advisors on.
Where, Tyler, do the legal challenges to creative benefits most often come from?
Yeah, oftentimes it really is that of why is one group getting something and another group's not, and how do you make that distinction? There's lots of legal, logical, and totally relevant ways to do that. You just have to make sure that you're not inadvertently crossing lines or doing something that's going to be perceived wrongly.
Chad and Todd, I want to ask you a little bit, Tom, rather. Chad first, then Tom. What advice do you have for clients on getting creative? What's working? What's not working?
Yeah, I think, you know, right away to some of the retirement benefits and some of those pseudo-ownership benefits. And I would say that, you know, maybe know your group, because sometimes a cash bonus is all they need to incentivize them, and that is the cheapest, easiest way to do this. Other times you have a management team or employees that really want to feel part ownership of the company, and with that then look to either ownership or some of these pseudo-ownership type of vehicles. They do come with some administrative headache, but a lot of times it's worth it because, they'll stick around and they'll be more productive and they'll live the culture of the company.
And how about you, Tom? You're obviously acquiring companies. You're seeing different benefit plans out there. Is there any secret sauce you'd encourage people to consider in the way of recruiting and retaining with benefits?
Well, I think the two most powerful benefits that we have that I didn't list earlier are number one, we have a profit-sharing bonus plan. That's one of our ways of kind of handling the difference between an employee stock ownership. Rather than going through that administrative headache, we just simply do a profit-sharing bonus plan that's defined every year, which can amount to a lot. I mean, you've all heard stories of, like, Marvin Windows having these huge profit-sharing bonuses. Well, we probably compete some years in those types of levels, just, and that's because that's by design. The other one is that we've come up with some creative ways to give people some additional time off. It started out with we're going to take Friday afternoons off in the summer, and that's morphed over time because we've gotten larger. But we still offer those additional hours off. You just have to request them a little differently than you used to. So those are two really creative things that we feel we've done that have been actually our most powerful recruiting tools.
Let's talk a little bit about, from the standpoint of Starion Bank, I want to get you in here as well to talk a little bit about, you know, what you're seeing for your clients, what you advise, and again, all of this stuff ends up on a balance sheet somewhere, right? So there are challenges to this. At the same time, you don't have a workforce, you everything's more difficult, no doubt about it. Any things you're seeing out there different? We've talked a lot about actual benefits, but any things that make the quality of life or the culture better?
Great question, Scott. And I think one of the, we talk a lot about the tangibles, but what are those intangibles? I think the next generation really appreciates flexibility. We try to be flexible. They want to attend, you know, their kids' choir concerts and football games and the like. But also one thing I know I've heard Tom talk a lot about, and I think it's one of the keys to his business success, has been empowering people. You know, employees love to feel empowered. They love to feel like they can make decisions. If they know what their parameters are, and Tom and High Point Networks, his group has done a phenomenal job of that, and I think it's led to their success. So I think some of those intangibles that don't necessarily show up on the income statement or the balance sheet are as important as the tangible financial measurables.
Yeah, and I would add that I think Chad made a really great point in knowing your people, because I've got clients across all industries, and I can certainly tell you that employees in one industry or one business might think a certain benefit or a certain offering is really great, and that's incredible, and they're talking to their friends about how great it is. Meanwhile, I've got clients who, if they offer their employees the same thing, and this is something we've talked about, that, well, yeah, Tyler, that's cool that somebody else is doing that, but I don't think my employees care at all about that. And it's a huge expense, that, and that's no return. So I think that's a critical point, is knowing your people and knowing what they value.
Well, and I was going to add on to Chad's there as well, because, you know, I talked a little bit about our profit sharing plan, but getting to your point of knowing your people, we have some people who actually, they want that in cash. And generally speaking, they're going to be younger, they're going to have younger families, they want the cash and those types of things. But we've also got some people who are a little bit older, they don't have children at home anymore, they don't want that cash, they want it put into a retirement plan. So we have figured out some creative ways to do that, and it is all about knowing your people. It is not a one size fits all situation by any stretch of the imagination. And frankly, if you can get to know your people and recognize them the way they want to be recognized and treat them the way they want to be treated, it makes a big, huge difference. Of course, you've got to stay within the limits of the law, but that's not really that hard to do.
Yeah, Chad, just a few seconds left. You know, short of investing in slides and bells and whistles, it sounds like one of the best things you can do is just trust your people, huh?
Yeah, and I think to that point, you know, there are ways to understand your people, survey them, hire. We work with a lot of consultants that do a great job pulling out what's important for those employees. So if you work a little bit at it, you can find out what's important to them.
All right, fascinating conversation as always in our business roundtable. We're here every month doing this with Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, Chad Flanagan with Ike Bailey, Tyler Lemmerington from Onstead Twitchell, and Tom McDougall from High Point Networks. Thanks, gentlemen. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Great service. Hope you enjoyed it. More coming up.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live in Watford City. Yesterday, out on the ranch, Fast Angus Ranch and Strawman Cattle Company out by New Salem. Then head up and head on 85 North and see that north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And I'm like, you know, Washington, D.C. could just fall off into the Atlantic. I wouldn't even know the difference now. So you get the different perspective when you're out here among our agriculture folks that are feeding the world and oil and gas production. And it's a whole different world. So we've talked a little bit about the range of emotions out there and the challenges nationally. But I'm telling you, there are great things happening in our great state, and we always want to be a voice for that in agriculture and in energy development, for sure. And we want to feed you well, too, so we always tell you about the specials at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And the specials all month of September are pretty darn good, too. Pizza Corner Pizza is $2 for $10. By my math, that's $5 each. So I'm thinking that's a pretty good deal when you usually see Pizza Corner pizzas up there around, you know, 8, 9, 10 each. Red Bull, $2 for $5. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents. And the Pearson Nut Rolls, $2 for $1 today. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience includes meatball dinner at Harwood, Glendon Salisbury Steak, West Fargo, West Main Avenue Meatloaf today, or Valley City Exit 292. A chicken pot pie, if that isn't a September kind of meal, I don't know what is. Or the hot beef sandwich, exit 292, just head north at PetroServe USA. So pleased to be joined by, I don't want to call you a past leader, because you're still a future leader, Gene Veeder, but we've been celebrating past and present leaders in McKenzie County today on the program, and also in this luncheon that's happening after the show today. Gene Veeder, who has been there, done that, and pretty much everything in the way of McKenzie County, most recently, I guess, a county commission member, and now back to being a rancher, but on his fair share of committees and still giving back in many ways. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Scott. Good to see you again, for sure.
How you been?
I've been good. And, you know, I thought the first thing I'm going to say is, you know, last time I talked to you was probably before I had this illness that I go across the state, and I'm fine now. And so many people heard about what was happening to me through your show, and I know I had such tremendous support from your audience, and I felt it at the time. So I'm healthy, and thanks to good doctors and prayer and great family, great community, I'm back on my feet.
This is amazing.
And I had to thank you personally and your audience, because it was something. I'd go to communities now, and they look at me and say, "How are you doing?" I go, "Well, how you're from Milwaukee. How do you know what I'm doing?" So thank you for that.
And that
it worked.
All that was saying, you know, pray for Gene, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, and then the people go, well, okay, I'm going to pray for Gene.
We have the same God looks after us all.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly right. And your daughter Jessie is here. We know Jessie from many conversations on the air, and obviously the music you two have put out, entertain folks from, to all the things you're doing in the community. Jessie, nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
And we've been praying for you, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Enough health battles for the Beter family. This is it.
We can land back on our feet and get healthy now. So yeah.
Well, we've always felt that we were blessed. So I guess this is showing us that we are.
Yeah, exactly. How important is ranch life to just healing up? I mean, Teddy Roosevelt.
I really felt that my struggles. If I wouldn't have had that, I probably would be bed bound. You know, it was get up every morning, get out, get moving, and that's a lesson for life. Just don't let stuff happen to you. Take control of it. It's been wonderful for me, and I'm kind of dipping my feet back into community again. It was a few years of me not being able to really function, mentally the way I needed to. But, my number one love is my family and my ranch, and it always has been. So it was real. It's a Teddy Roosevelt thing, you know.
It is.
That he did understand the healing power of Mother Nature and just being close to your roots. So that helped me a lot.
I want to ask you each, in your case, Gene, what you've seen over the years, which is the best lesson for the future, and Jessie is one of the younger leaders here, what you see in the way of challenges, because, you know, Watford City today, McKenzie County today, is the talk of the nation, really. It's the number one oil and gas producing county in the nation, in the USA, number one county within 80 miles of where I'm sitting here in Watford City. It's number one in the USA. And at the same time, number one in population growth, according to the newest census. That doesn't come easy. That comes with lots of challenges. What lessons should we learn from that, and how you got from there to here?
Well, that's a good question, because I worked having the roots here, going through all of this change that we had, and looking today what's happening. I guess my biggest probably challenge is for people that they take it for granted, that they don't understand that this didn't just happen to us, that there are a lot of really strong leadership positions taken in this community and in the state and in the nation too, to make sure that rural communities would find and be able to take advantage of whatever their niche is. You know, it's not always, in our case, it's been energy and agriculture, but I do feel that, and a lot of this has come from traveling with Jessie, especially throughout the state, because Jessie does music in all these rural communities, and we have seen the challenges that those communities have had just opening their doors every day. This community has been able to bypass that and thrive during that period of time because we've been able to diversify with agriculture and energy. But I do get a sense that people think that that doesn't come without a price, or that it happens without support. And that worries me sometimes, that there are consequences for anything you do in natural resources. That's agriculture and energy. And in my whole career, I was telling Jessie a little while ago that I've been in a position of having to defend energy interests and agriculture, because agriculture has taken a beating over the years too. And so now my commitment in the next part of my career is to show how ag and energy can work together, and especially interested in what's happening in the agricultural side with cattle and how they can help neutralize some of the carbon imprint that we have out there. And I know the state's really looking at those things. So you can't take it for granted. You can't ever let it sit, and you can't it won't do it by itself. So you know that I have hours to talk about this. I don't want to take your time. But that's the lesson, is that you can't stop. You have to find new ways to build your communities.
I talked to Brent Sanford, who we worked side-by-side with a lot of years as Watford City Mayor and a young business leader here. Earlier, he used the term balance. He just said you got to find the balance between not stopping the opportunity, not stopping this tremendous progress, but at the same time working through the challenges. Right. How do you find the balance? What advice would you have to today's elected leaders here, because I'm just going to say what a lot of people are concerned about, and I'm talking about landowners, I'm talking about business owners, people that have invested millions and millions of dollars in the Watford City way, who say it going a different direction and go, well, wait a minute, we were down to one rig here not all that long ago, mm-hmm. and now we're third in the country. Watford City and the McKenzie County are still number one, but New Mexico is superseded. So what advice do you have on the balance?
Well, obviously I'm just a small town rancher economic development guy, so I don't have all the answers, but I do feel pretty strongly that you take all these challenges and find a way to make it work to your advantage. And that's sometimes people just want to get restrictive and shut everything down. And that's happened on, it's happened in agriculture and energy both. But what we've done here in the past is saying, okay, this is happening. How can we walk away with something of real benefit? And you go through Wiper City today in McKenzie County and you say, we really benefited from this industry. But I do think it's about education, and I do think the bigger you get, Jessie's dealt with this now as she does some of the things I do, is that when we first started working here, and Brent was part of that team, you know, it was a small community that was struggling to keep our doors open, and it was easier. As we've got bigger, there's a lot more players, a lot more special interests, a lot more people who want a piece of you, and it's harder. So I just think you got to just get your team bigger. You met with Pat this morning. That the things that high school is doing and elementary school are doing with our children, you were probably there when everybody was so worried about what was going to happen up here with our kids. If you walk through that high school today, I do some work with the FFA kids. Jessie does a lot of work with the arts people. That the future, how can we make this work for our kids is what that's about. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, if you have quality employment, you can have a quality community, and it really does start with that. It's easy to be restrictive. I don't know if you remember the Buffalo Commons thing.
I do.
The Buffalo Commons
yeah.
thing? And they said, those people out there don't matter. Turn it all back to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And we fought then to say, we do matter, and here's how we do matter. So when people roll through Watford City today, they go, man, what is this place?
This is
like an oasis.
And you're feeding the world, and you're powering the world
yep.
right from here, this epicenter. Lessons that you see, you've learned from your time as a young leader here, Jesse, and what advice you have for others as well in this?
I've learned a lot. You know, I started here 10 years ago in working, and Dad and I have a lot of discussions about that. I kind of came in and had this public relation and communication degree, and I wanted to help out in the way that my community was growing. I wanted to be a hand in that change and sort of take control in my own way and help the way I could. So 10 years ago, like Dad said, we were a completely different community, and it was harder and easier in different ways. And so I've got the benefit and privilege of watching this community achieve the goals that we had set out for ourselves 10 years ago. With the strategic plan, we've checked off a lot of those boxes, and I'm really proud of that. We did it, though, because we communicated with one another, and the collaboration and building these organizations and building these goals and seeing it to fruition, collaboration is the absolute key. We have to all be on the same page. We have to all share our stories, share the work that we're doing within the city, in the county, within the Chamber of Commerce, within tourism. We all have to have a common goal, and we need to sit down at the table with our leaders and make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do in our respective departments to achieve that common goal. And as we grow bigger, that gets harder to have those collective discussions because we're all just like still we're busy we have a lot of things going on, but we need to sit down, and like Dad said, we need more people now, more leaders, more people to step up to the plate and say they have this idea or they're not feeling included in the conversation. Let us know so that we can include them. That's happening in economic development now with all of our, we have a bigger, more diverse community than we ever have had before. So getting those diverse voices into the conversation is really important as well. We have a large Hispanic community that we're bringing in and celebrating. They're part of our heritage now, too. So that's really fun and interesting and a good thing. We have, you know, local people are the minority now. We have new people with new voices and ideas, and we need to hear them.
Communication and collaboration, I mean, it starts right at kindergarten, right? I mean,
you gotta, it does. You think it would be easy.
Kids, you know?
Yeah, and my girl's in kindergarten. That's what she's learning right now. It's not easy. It's probably the most challenging in communities. And when I travel across the state, that's what I hear from some of these small towns is like, how do you work together? I don't know if anyone has a magic ticket except for that it can't be about you. I've learned this too. It can't be about your personal maybe benefit or that you want all of the accolades because of what you did. It has to be about the goal and the project and about what the goal of the community is. So you really have to separate yourself from wanting like all of the trophies and awards because of the work that you do. You just put it out there and work as a team and let the community get the accolades. That's what I've really learned.
Great lessons learned. 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, said it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care who gets the credit.
That's true, yeah. I should put it on a bumper sticker.
Yeah, it's so true. And as you get bigger, I hear it. It's challenging. More of our conversation with Gene and Jesse Veeder. Jesse writes a great column, by the way, that educates the whole region, communicates to the ranch life and what's happening here, and give you snippets of so many life lessons. And so if you haven't read that, check it out. It's great. More coming up from Watford City. We're at Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City, North Dakota, on What's on Your Mind Today.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Check out the, in fact, 0% money right now on most of the GMC Acadia models. Plus, current eligible Buick and GMC owners, lessees, receive an additional $250 purchase allowance. You got deals going on the Buick SUV models. Check out the GMC AT4 models as well. Luxury and and durability to get you off the road in an AT4. All at SchwanBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Give them a call, 701-214-6372, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
What's on your mind is live in Watford City today, tomorrow, and Thursday for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. A lot of conversations happening here. We'll be celebrating past and present Watford City leaders in a lunch today that the folks from Teddy's Residential Suites and New Leaf Hospitality are putting on. So just a conversation. All of the city council members, all of the county commission members, all here today, with the exception of Kathy Scarta, who told me yesterday she got COVID, for crying out loud. So she's battling that. You can keep her in your prayers. But otherwise, the conversation today really about celebrating the past but looking forward to the future is what the conversation we're having here today with Gene and Jesse Veeder, two longtime leaders here, and really, I think deserve a lot of credit for having that collaboration, having that communication, and getting Watford City to where it is today. That way of thinking, I know you've done it with many people, and you both would brush off the credit, but those conversations and those sort of, let's take this head on. Here's my question. Jesse, I'll ask you this first, and then Gene. As I look around at that beautiful high school, as the school's being built, the growth that's happening here, the amenities that are here, just the quality of life that are here, that were not here 10 years ago, right? You were battling for your life. What about this don't we love? What about this don't we say, my gosh, we can say, let's make sure we are good stewards of the land, let's be smart about using our natural resources, but let's coexist with all of it and give people quality life that was never here before. What about this don't we like?
That quality of life is what we had written down 10 years ago when we were dealing with the traffic and dealing with the infrastructure and dealing with, you know, people not bringing their families here. And so when I feel like I blinked and then I had kids and then I opened my eyes and I'm like, oh, we did all those things that we wrote down now. And I really was committed to, and Daniel Stenberg, who's the new economic development director, that was his big thing as he came into that role when Dad left, is how can we get people to bring their families here? And now I have two little girls, one's in kindergarten, one just started preschool. They go to a beautiful new Fox Hills Elementary School every day. I can't say enough about the building and the teachers in that community, or in that community of teachers in Fox Hills. I can't believe that my kid could be on a swim team if she wanted to be on a swim team, on a soccer team if she wanted to be on a soccer team. You know, it's really, we can be nostalgic about, you know, the tiny little town that we lived in before, and I am sometimes still, but it comes down to the people for me, and it always has, and as a writer, songwriter and singer, that's what it's about, is these people that come into our community and make it richer, and they are the ones that are starting the soccer program, starting the swim team, doing the Arts Foundation programming. I could name a million things.
Filling the church pews, donating to the United Way.
It's not
helping.
Even about the buildings now. I mean, yeah. We made spaces for them, but they would have met and done these things regardless, but we made it a community that they wanted to come and bring their families to. So I was at gymnastics the other day with Edie. We're watching them do, their thing as 5-year-olds do in this beautiful facility in the Rough Rider Center. And I sat next to a mom who just moved her family from Elbertville, Minnesota. Because why? I don't know. They thought, well, their oldest graduated and they thought they'd give Watford City a try. And I just thought that is pretty amazing. So she has her youngest in gymnastics. They're still moving here. They're hearing about it and they're wanting that small town feel. But we have the big community opportunities, and I think that we need to just kind of keep that in our sights and remember that it's about community and treating each other well.
Yeah, there you go. And to think you can have your grandkids here, and they're in gymnastics, and they're going to that beautiful new school. That's what this is about. This is about opportunity to keep kids here and be part of families forever, not having to visit them all across the fruited plain, right?
You know, and I couldn't have said that better than Jesse did, so I'm not going to say anything other than ditto. She learned all that from her mom. But
way to go, Beth.
Social worker.
Who's a great business owner in this community.
She is, too. That's right.
But I think that the greatest joy to me is in the eyes of the kids, and the diversity that comes here. But when they do interviews in the high school now about what do you want to do with your life, so many of these kids are saying, if I do this, I can stay here. We didn't have that opportunity when I left. I remember my dad saying, you got to go. you got to go figure this out. It was bad times. We grew up in some pretty tough times. But there weren't the opportunities here. So then these kids now, Pat Bertinelli says it the right way. He says, this is going to be, these are the memories. These kids are going to be home. It's going to be home to them.
Yeah. Yep.
So although they may have come from South Texas, these kids have spent, you know, 7-8 years here. They're likely going to be the new immigrant families, or not immigrant families, but new families that moved here from other states that put down, like my grandpa Eddie did. Moved from Minnesota here with his family, and you know we have 4 generations of eaters here. Or my grandparents who came from Norway, you know, but they loved it here. And I see, and I know I have 3 daughters here, and all of them are brilliant, talented people that don't have to be here. I haven't talked to them about it, but I don't see them moving. I don't see them saying, this isn't, I want to go somewhere else.
You're not going to go anywhere, Jesse, are you?
I absolutely cannot.
Talk to your sisters. Stay here for mom and dad.
I know that I've had dreams sometimes where I wake up and I'm somewhere else where I used to work or do something else, and I wake up so sad because I didn't get to. You can just be energized here.
It's
the land of the entrepreneur here.
Let's keep it the land of the entrepreneur. That's the important thing. What about this don't we love? Thank you both for being such great leaders, and I hope others learn lessons from your great leadership. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for your always being a champion of Watford City and McKenzie County. Appreciate it.
Labor of love. See you tomorrow, folks.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.